WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In an attempt to counter the tiresome notion that all rock and roll began with Elvis Presley, a number of veteran musicians and oldies fans are forever pointing out that there were hordes of raucous small combos at work in the years after World War II. Now CD reissues have brought the past back in fashion as never before, and commentator Milo Miles celebrates the return of the Treniers, pre-Elvis rockers that more or less live up to their advance hype.
When you want a song to sing, one to really, really swing, this is it. This is it. And when you want a song to move, one to keep you in the groove, this is it. This is it. And when you give a party and you want the place to hop, start to play this song and watch the whole house rock. And when you want a song to blow, one to really, really go, this is it. Yes, this is it. This is it.
Various members of the Trenier family have been part of the Treniers over the decades, but the folks in charge are always the identical twins, Cliff and Claude. They did a performance gimmick where only one of them would appear singing a number. Then he would walk off stage at one side, while a split second later the other twin would come on singing the song from the opposite side. That gives you some idea of their method as entertainers. But there was also acrobatics at the piano, insane hip-shaking, non-stop shrieks and catcalls, all that good stuff. Old-timers who saw the Treniers often sigh that records cannot convey their excitement, and that even the group's appearance in movies like The Girl Can't Help It don't do them justice. That could be, but the best of the Treniers' recordings are plenty rip-roaring affairs, as in this tribute to some pretty high-proof patent medicine.
Wanted to go out and have a ball. What happened? So she bought herself a couple of bottles of Haddock.
In addition to stomping beats, the Treniers offered endless sex and comedy commentary and quite a few hot jazz licks. This was to be expected since Cliff and Claude first recorded when they were singing together in the Jimmy Lunsford Orchestra, an esteemed big band. But lest we forget, the Lunsford Orchestra was also the source of such monuments to sobriety as I'm Nuts About Screwy Music. The Treniers, as such, started out on Mercury, where they recorded a string of tight R&B songs that favored particularly loony humor. After the band switched to the OK label in 1951, they threw caution to the winds and became louder, woollier, and raunchier, at least with their 1952 smirk classic Poontang, which they explained this way.
Poontang! Poontang! Poon is a hug, tang is a kiss. And my love in each night. Now that I'm home, I go right out and get me some poontang. Tired of talking to tigers, kangaroos are singing a song to a goose. Now that I'm home on the loose, gonna get me some poontang. Now poon is a hug, I wanted a hug so badly I was blowing my tropical top. A tang is a kiss, I wanted a kiss so badly, wanna boom tang, I never to stop, I don't wanna eat.
Well, as a promotional item, the band passed out cans labeled the Treniers brand extra fancy Lower Alabama Poontang from the exclusive recipe of Miss Pussy Galore. and Say No More, Say No More. Incidentally, the early 50s were indeed the era of tenor sax mania, and the man who did the wailing for the Traineers was Don Hill, at his most inspired during the OK years. Bits and pieces of the OK Traineers has been reissued over the years, but the first comprehensive domestic anthology has just arrived, with 5 previously unreleased tracks. It's called They Rock, They Roll, They Swing, and indeed they do. Baseball fans who long for happier days should not be without Say Hey, the Willie Mays song, which features guest vocals from Mays himself. And there's a couple of snarky slabs of Vintage Girlfriend put down in Bald Head and Uh-Oh, Get Out of the Car. But the Traineers are mostly about unrestrained celebration. It's an art, not a science, classifying loud pop in the late 40s and early 50s, deciding who's more blues, who's more rhythm and blues, and who's more rock and roll. But to me, the Traineers do belong closest to rock, and not just because they use the word so much in their titles. Their urgency, their combination of grace and craziness, and their all-out attitude warn the world to get ready for a wild ride that hasn't ended to this day.
Milo Miles is a music critic based in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He writes for The Village Voice and The New York Times.